RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
On Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Whoa.
Am I gonna fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I am for the...
All right, it's party in the studio. Let's go. MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Spending a couple segments here with our good friend, Dennis Bickmeyer. Welcome, Dennis. Give me your whole title, Henrico Sports and Events Guru.
Close. Executive Director of the Henrico Sports Entertainment Authority, which...
Excellent.
We're still a relatively new authority. We were created in April of 2022.
Excellent. You have so many basketball events coming. You have a great equipment drive coming. We want to talk about all that. You used to run the NASCAR track. Here's where I want to start. Denny Hamlin, he was the heel of NASCAR for a little while. I don't know how closely you still follow
this. Oh, I follow it very closely.
Everybody wanted him to win. Like, it was just like... If you hang around long enough, you go from villain to hero again, I guess. That's the most heartbreaking thing I've seen.
It was amazing. I mean, he's got a half a track lead, you know. Could have coasted on in. Caution comes out, upsets the whole apple cart. And then you know, crew chief has to make a decision on coming to pit road, don't come to pit road, two tires, four tires. They went the four tire route, and it cost him.
I feel for the crew chief.
Oh yeah, I mean,
you got to live with that.
But they're paid to make those kinds of decisions. You know, we talk a lot of football and all kinds of sports when we see each other.
Yep.
These guys are paid to make those decisions, and that one just didn't pay off for him. And you know, and Denny had said, you know, he had signed a 2-year contract with Gibbs, so this was the first of that 2-year extension. So, I mean, all things point to, you know, next year will be it, and then maybe he'll just drive a little part-time for his own team and everything. But there's a lot going on in the NASCAR world off the racetrack as well, if anyone's been following all that, with all the lawsuit stuff.
Probably the first champion to be actively suing NASCAR.
Yeah, that would have been interesting. Yeah, hey, let's celebrate. Hey, let's go to court. I mean,
he was like everybody coalesced around him. It was wild to see after. I mean, you remember, like, there were days where he would get booed at Richmond, and now he's this elder statesman.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen him booed at Richmond, you know, our place, and Martinsville, and you know, some other racetracks as well. But you know, he kind of feeds off of that too.
He does,
which has been interesting.
He's got the podcast. He's opening himself up a little.
He really has. I mean, he has kind of embraced that kind of villain side. But to your point, he's also been kind of that elder statesman, that spokesperson, or at least the one that's out there trying to push the envelope and push the sport forward a little bit as well.
All right. Dennis Bickmeyer, I love that I can throw anything at you.
Absolutely.
Good segment. Tell us about everything you got cooking, because this is a jam-packed month of basketball.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, we flipped the calendar to December, and first of all, happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
There we go. Unlike Dan Snyder, I got it on the correct date.
Yeah, there you go.
Remember,
yeah.
he did happy Thanksgiving on New Year's when he introduced Ron Rivera.
Yeah, geez, always. It's hard to regroup after that one. But yeah, so December at the Sports and Events Center is really kind of basketball month. We have Police versus Fire.
Let's go.
December 4th, Battle of the Badges that we call that. And I know you mentioned we're also doing an equipment drive that day from 3 to 6 in support of the Salvation Army.
So that's not this Thursday, but next
correct,
Thursday.
Correct. Yeah.
Come donate your equipment to Salvation Army.
Absolutely. And then then stick around and watch the Police versus Fire basketball game that starts at 6 o'clock. So a lot of fun. Santa will be there. And then later
you
in the month,
you got Santa.
We got Santa
in December?
There. Yeah.
That's a good get.
That's right. Yeah. I know. Taking a little time to swing by and see the kids and take some photos, but we have a new basketball event, December 19th through the 20th. It's called For the Culture. It's an outside group that's bringing a multi-team event, women's basketball event, which is really going to be fun. And obviously, we've kind of made the place known, the Sports and Events Center, known for women's basketball, obviously with our A-10 tournament and a VCU game and a U of R game over the last couple of years. But this lineup is really impressive and really... for everyone here to come out and see some really good women's basketball. We got VCU and U of R women's teams. Again, great time for them to play there in December to get ready for the A-10 tournament in March. But we also have Georgia, a lot of Georgia alums, Penn State, a lot of Penn State alums around here, Alabama, A&M, and Coppin State. So
dang.
3 days of basketball. So again, starting on Friday, December 19th. So,
is this a tournament or a round robin?
No, it's more of a showcase.
Yeah, the matchups are set.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Yeah, matchups are set. I think it's just a great opportunity to continue to showcase women's basketball, which is just on this amazing high trajectory. And then right after that, the 22nd and 23rd, this is the third year that we've had the Coaches for Change High School showcase in there, and it's 8 public schools, 8 private schools, 8 boys teams, 8 girls teams. So again, an opportunity to showcase the high school talent as well.
I was out there last year. You had John Marshall against I forget, it was like Tidewater team.
Yeah,
it was really really good. They won on a buzzer beater. And
Bay
went wild. So
we've had some really good high school basketball in there as well. So it's fun to. You know, the Sports and Events Center, that it's been open now for a couple of years, really multi-purpose facility. But the ability to take that place and turn it into a 3,500-plus seat arena really kind of puts us in a kind of a different space to be able to go and get these types of special events.
That's going to be a ton of fun. And then you also have the regular youth events where you just convert it into – How many courts do you have? How many courts can we create?
Yeah,
we have
12 basketball courts that can convert to 24 volleyball courts.
Wow.
So, so when you get into January over MLK weekend, Richmond Volleyball Club for, I don't know, 30-some years has been doing a huge boys and girls volleyball tournament here. They've been doing it at the convention center. They still do it at the convention center. They just added 180 teams because they also use our place as well. So huge economic impact for our area as well.
And you mentioned, the youth tournaments are so many college coaches now come to those too. That's the one-stop shopping.
It really is. And probably the coolest thing so far was this last July. We had a Puma shoe event. Everyone told us when we were building this thing, you got to get one of the shoe deals. You got to get one of those shoe events. So, and we got a Puma one for a 3-year deal. It's called an NEXT Pro. But we had 408 college coaches from 300 and something different colleges and universities, all Division III, Division II, Division I. There were some D1 coaches that flew in private, went to one game, got back on a plane, and flew back to Mississippi or Missouri or wherever that coach was from. But yeah, so a lot of big name Division I coaches been all over that building.
He's not just making athletics; he's propping up the airport scene
well. Well, but that is a big part of what we do is the economic impact side, and supporting our hospitality industry and everything by bringing these events in. And it's not just what we do on the inside; it's the outdoor stuff too. Later today, I'll be out touring our 6th Diamond Baseball development that's going on at Glover Park.
Excellent.
That will come online next summer, late next summer, early fall. But again, it also has a small stadium with it, which will give us our 3rd stadium in Henrico. We got RF&P Park and Dory Stadium. but they're geared more towards, you know, younger ages. This stadium is actually going to be built to a college spec, so we're going to go after some college tournaments as well.
Okay. So the events center, which is where Virginia Center Mall used to be, how many weekends a year are you guys putting this in, doing things there?
So we were 43 weekends in 2024.
That's insane.
And we'll be 45 here in 2025. We are dark this weekend over the holiday. But yeah, it's just absolutely amazing how busy the place is. And again, and the calls that we get for space, and you know, everyone kind of wants November to March. I'm like, get it. It's cold. It's winter. And we built an indoor facility, but we don't have any weekends. We're sorry. but again, we are able to, because of the flexibility we built in there with the curtain system and things, we are able to do a couple different events at the same time.
That's cool. The For the Culture Women's Holiday Hoops Classic, December 19th, 20th, and 21st. And for the people who don't follow it, you are. Is very good this year,
yeah,
like nationally known good. So you're going to get some good basketball.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I think their only loss so far is the University of Texas, who, interestingly, I was there at the Moody Center and saw Texas women's team play a couple weeks ago, like on a Tuesday night, and U of R was coming in on Friday. So I wasn't there scouting or anything.
Well, you should have been.
No, I wasn't stealing signs. This isn't Connor Stallions or anything like that. But I was just there. I was there to actually tour the building, because maybe that's something we'll talk about in the next segment, because we are working on the arena project again and trying to get that reinvigorated. But was down, you know, looking at buildings and things, and was able to catch a women's game. It was pretty cool.
All right. I want to ask you about the Buckeyes, too. We'll wrap things up with Dennis Bickmeyer and Ryko Sports and Events Authority right after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
All right, bringing things home on a Tuesday. We'll be with you tomorrow. We'll take you up to VCU basketball tomorrow. 2:30 tip-off in the Bahamas, VCU, South Florida. South Florida likes to run, score a lot of points. VCU likes to run, score a lot of points. Could be some fun down there in the Bahamas. You know Robbie and Rodney will be on the call for that. Dennis Bickmeyer joining us in studio from the Henrico Sports
and not the Bahamas. Support.
And not the Bahamas. What happened there?
I can't believe it.
What happened there, Dennis? We drew that short end of the stick. Unbelievable. Yeah. but you're keeping busy. You got a lot going on. And Ohio State, Michigan, you're a big Ohio State guy. That's what we all know you as.
That's right.
How are we feeling?
Nervous. You know, I'm always nervous. I mean, before the Rutgers game, I was nervous. I mean, come on.
Did you make it out today this year?
I did. I went to three games this year.
All right, nice.
It's all three blowouts, which I'm good with. I'm good. There's also, was at the UCLA game, quick side story. And we actually had a group from Richmond go with us that's been kind of a tradition. And, you know, it was a blowout. A couple of them left. I went and sat with my daughter and her friends up in the student section. And, you know, the college kids today are taking their shirts off there in the fourth quarter.
That's the thing. Doing
the Pat McAfee. I joined them. There's video of it. We make the big screen, you know. Proud dad moment. So anyways.
How'd she feel about that?
She was the one taking the video and stuff and laughing. Right. And her friends were having a good time with it. And they're like, the college boy, like, look at this old dude. I was up there high-fiving people. But it was cool. I had to do it. So, anyways.
This is the new viral trend, though.
It is.
You take off your shirt and you wave it around.
I was there. I'll show you the video.
Will the UVA kids do that?
Oh, they have to. They have to. They did it at Tech over the weekend I was there. And we were losing over there in Blacksburg.
Dennis, I'm going to say it. I think the Tech kids are tougher than the UVA kids.
Oh, I think so.
I don't think it's a sure thing.
And you're probably thinking I'm just deflecting on your original question about how I'm feeling about the Ohio State Michigan.
No, nervous. I got
you. No, that's it. I mean, it's, you know, we've lost four in a row to them. It's been hard to swallow. But we did win the national championship last year. I will say this, though. if we take an L this weekend, I think the committee's got a mess on their hands in trying to figure out the 12. Really the 10.
Are you guys in the Big Ten title game even if you lose?
No.
Oh,
I think
so
if we lose, that
is the mess then.
Yeah, I think if we lose, then it's Indiana. Of course, they got to beat Purdue and Oregon.
Yeah.
I think I got that right. But I think that those scenarios and the ACC scenarios that are out there, and then where do you put Miami versus Notre Dame? I think the committee's got a mess on their hands.
There's also like A&M and Indiana, A&M more so.
How about A&M is like super quiet? Like,
and also, hadn't played a tough schedule in the SEC, if we're calling this what it is.
Yeah.
Like, sure, you're in the SEC and you're undefeated. Like, kudos to you. But also, like, I don't think it's unreasonable for me to be like, how's it going to be when the lights come on? Like, how are they going to hang with the big boys when
it's
time?
I mean, they got to get past Texas this weekend, right?
A rivalry game, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, again, see where that goes. If we were to fall, how far do we fall? I mean, yeah, it's going to be really interesting. But, you know, I think the biggest thing for us, for the Buckeyes, is what's going on with our two wide receivers. Carnell Tate hasn't played in 3 weeks. Jeremiah, I was at that game. And saw him limping around.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, this isn't good.
No.
You know, and unlike the pros, you don't get the injury updates on the college side. I think I read, follow, watch. I there's nothing but Ohio State stuff in this feed as I hold up my phone, which, you know, people on the radio can't see. But they don't give the information like you see, you know, on the pro side.
I mean, even James Franklin, it kind of sneaks in the back door.
Yeah.
You know? And by the way, he's our coach.
Yes, that's right. Saw him last weekend. So.
Yeah. I think that's a winner.
Yeah, I think, you know, you say this a lot about, but good fit. I mean, he recruits like crazy in this area up and down the Mid-Atlantic. He's been able to pull some of Virginia's best players to Penn State, and I think you're already seeing some guys flip the Tech. I will tell you, the energy there last weekend was really, really positive.
Why wouldn't it be? They're putting the money into it. Mm-hmm. They got a good coach behind it. Here's my message to UVA. Better get him Saturday.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to have a better opportunity than this.
Yeah, I think
for
that's
quite some time.
Oh, I think that's right. I would agree with you. And then obviously, he gets them at home next year in Blacksburg.
Yeah, and he's going to Maryland too, and he's got ODU and JMU on the schedule. He's got the whole like tour site. If
does.
He gets Ricky Ronnie, that'd be a fascinating game as well.
Yeah,
with ODU coming in as well.
No,
I mean,
doubt.
There's a whole circuit waiting for him there, and UVA's on the verge of a college football playoff appearance if they can just slay this dragon.
Yeah,
it's incredible.
And again, I think they control their destiny, right?
Yep.
So it's a, you know, nighttime kickoff Saturday over in Charlottesville. I was anticipating a noon kickoff. Be a little chilly up there, but, you know, again, I think Tech comes in, nothing to lose, everything to gain, all that stuff can be the spoiler, so we'll see.
How could you not be scared if you're a UVA fan? But also, here's your chance.
Yeah.
All right, so Ohio State, Michigan this weekend. You'll be watching that, but you're also at a hockey tournament.
I am,
yeah.
So youngest plays hockey for the Richmond Generals here, and we're in Tampa. This is our third year of traveling to Tampa Thanksgiving. So he and I just this year, not the whole fam. But yeah, so we're down there guaranteed to play 5 games, and then we'll see where we end up in the championship game, which will give us the 6th game. So
Dennis will be in Tampa, Robbie will be in the Bahamas. I'll just be sitting here. Don't mind me.
You're going to the Commanders game, though.
I'm going to the Commanders game, and I'm going to Landover. All right, Dennis Bigmeyer's here from Henrico. Tell me where we're at with this arena, because we heard the request put out again. Where do we stand here?
Yeah, so we did the RFI request. We've got several responses. I got to you know, I can't give a lot of specifics because we're going through, you know, discussions and interviews and hopefully soon negotiations with some groups regarding the whole project, arena and mixed use district. But what I can say is we've had a committee made up of several of us in the county. We've been meeting every Monday for about the last 2.5 months. Like, as I said, we've done our interviews. We're starting to narrow down the prospects. And so I would anticipate, you know, early next year, hopefully if we can get a deal negotiated with one or two or three groups to pull this off, then, you know, again, then that would obviously have an announcement tied to that. But what I can tell you is we're doing a lot of work behind the scenes to see if we can get this to the finish line.
And this is on 95 mm-hmm. going north off of Parham.
It is.
Big site there. And you're still envisioning 18,000 seat
arena? It's a 92-acre site. And, you know, I think the capacity discussion is up for discussion as we've been talking to, again, various groups. And, you know, 17,000 has been that number that's been drilled into people's heads ever since they were trying to redo it downtown.
Navy Hill.
Navy Hill. And then certainly when the group came to Henrico and they were talking to the Henrico officials. So 17 that is that number that's been out there. We were very careful in the request that we put out. We referenced 17,000 capacity. There's so many different ways to get to 17.
Okay.
And it's not always 17,000 seats. So I think you're going to see some combination of seats and a lot of other areas like you see at CarMax Park where there's a lot of kind of social areas and clubs and things and suites. And so there's different ways to get to this capacity number. So I don't want everyone to think that it's going to be 17,000 seats or 18,000 seats and that there's other things that are driving that. It's just we're going to hopefully put a deal together that's the right size for our community that gets us the events that we all want as well. And I know that seems kind of vague, but there's a lot of different ways to play with capacity.
I know what event I want. They play it in March. It involves college basketball teams. Could be anything, hey, Dennis. Could be anything.
Well, perfect. Yes, which is great, which is, you know, obviously a priority. You know, we've had discussions about tenant prospects and things like that. Again, maybe from a minor league. We were very clear on the RFI. It's out there. It's public. We specifically reference a minor league hockey tenant in there. We feel like that's something that would go well here in our community. And we do have college basketball in March. Don't forget the 8-10 women's basketball championship at the Henrico Sports and Event Center.
It was so fun last year. And you reference it too, and you guys have that standing space at the Henrico Sports Events Center. Like, that is how people want to watch sports now. They don't mm-hmm. want to buy a ticket, sit in a seat. They want to have a bar, hang out with their friends. I think the Squirrels nailed that at their new places.
Absolutely.
It's a lot of areas where you can stand, mingle, and watch the game.
Yeah, it's going to be a great park. I can't wait for it to open. And as I mentioned, you know, in our previous segment, I gave one away where I went to visit, but I've been on an arena tour. I've been out looking at buildings, and I think you've got to go and visit with these groups that are interested in potentially doing a partnership here and see what they've done, see what works, and see what doesn't work, and see what could fit here in our community as well.
It's an exciting time, and congrats on all the success at the Henrico Sports and Events Center, which is rolling, and a new baseball coming along. So remind everybody here, next Thursday. It's the equipment drive and the Battle of the Badges.
Yep.
Police versus fire, Henrico's finest.
And it's free.
Come on out.
And Santa's going to be there.
My goodness. We're just loading it up. And then December 19th through 21st.
For the culture.
Some great women's basketball.
Absolutely.
Anything else you want to mention here?
No, and then right into some really good high school basketball as well on the 22nd, 23rd of December. So it's a basketball month here in the Richmond region.
Good luck to the Buckeyes.
Thank you. It's a stressful day, but hopefully we can pull it off.
I can't say good luck to the Hokies. We have both teams. We'll have both broadcasts, UV on 1140. Here on 910, we'll have the Hokies broadcast. I'll just be there.
Switzerland.
Remember Rob Lowe with the NFL hat? I'll be there with an ACC hat on. Just observing the proceedings.
I like it.
Dennis, thank you for swinging by.
It's been great. I appreciate the time. Thank
awesome. You guys know the drill. AWOD Radio's up next. Grant and Danny will drive you home. VCU basketball game day tomorrow, 2:30, your approximate tip time in the Bahamas. VCU South Florida as we feast on basketball leading up to Tech UVA. On Saturday, we're out of here. Catch you tomorrow. This is 910 The Fan, not 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.